someone. Bernanke needs to open the discount window. That's how bad things are out there. Bernanke needs to focus on this. Alan Greenspan told everyone to take a teaser rate and then raise the rate 17 times. And Bernanke is being an academic. It is no time to be an academic. It is time to get on the Bear Stearns call. Listen, open the darn Fed window. He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Kramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Kramer.
I have not seen it like this since I went 5 bid for a 500,000 shares of Citigroup and I got hit in 1990. This is a different kind of market, and the Fed is asleep.
Okay, but here's the
thing. Bill Poole is a shame. He's shameful.
Hold on. I know
he ought to go and read the accredited home document. At least I read the darn thing.
Hold on. I know you're passionate, and I hear you, but at the same time, a lot of people are saying this is, yes, if there's certain types of mortgages that aren't available. There are all sorts of issues, loan, but to go out and say, but Kramer, if he did what you said, which seems to me from the way
cut the rate, open the discount window,
okay,
cut the rate.
If he comes out next week and cuts rates,
relieve the pressure.
You're going to have, that's going to cause Armageddon.
No, we have Armageddon. I wouldn't try to cause it. We have Armageddon. In the fixed income markets, we have Armageddon.
No, but that's not
what
they said.
We have Armageddon.
Dementis. Pecunia. Apparatus. Second week of August. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Douglas Boyer of the Mad Money Machine. And that was Jim Cramer on YouTube, as best as I could tell, talking about why the Federal Reserve doesn't understand the problem. Coming up on this August shortened show, we will spin the wheel and Guru Roulette will go to the tool crib and pull something out, and we will give away a book courtesy of Index Funds Advisors. Boy, you know, on the previous show, I talked about Kramer's ratings on his Mad Money TV show and how they are falling. Well, I think what we're going to start seeing now are some publicity stunts like this one. I'm looking at the video on YouTube, and there have been 1.1 million views of that clip of him speaking on the Stop Trading segment of the show on CNBC. And there were some other video clips of him out on the street in New York City saying some crazy things, like people should just walk away from their mortgages that they can't repay. I think we're going to see more and more of Kramer going crazy. Or as we say in the Latin, dementis pecunia, mad money. Did you watch the DC United game versus the LA Galaxy, where David Beckham had his appearance, first appearance in Major League Soccer? I'm glad that I did not attend that rain-soaked game, but it was great watching it on TV in the comfort of my home, and then when it was over, I could slip quietly into bed. Quietly and quickly, I might add, into bed. The picture is a joy to watch in HDTV on ESPN. Man, I can't wait till all the channels go to HDTV. It's tough going back to regular TV. And about those jerseys, I think I'll get one of those things. And hey, I didn't hear banging of that drum one time during the entire broadcast. So I really liked the show. I want to give away a copy of the book, Index Funds, The 12-Step Program for Active Investors by Mark Hebner of Index Funds Advisors. You know, back a couple months ago when some of these books weren't as available from Amazon, I think I saw somebody pay $400 for a used copy of this book. Well, you can get one for free right here by simply going out to madmoneymachine.com. And all you have to do is in the show notes for this show, show 74, is add a comment. It doesn't have to be about the show. Perhaps add a question in there, or just ask a question, or mention something that you'd like to hear talked about on the Mad Money Machine, or just say, hey, how you doing? But I'd appreciate any feedback since you're there and typing anyway. Just give some feedback about what you think about the Mad Money Machine show. And then in a couple of shows, by show 76, let's say, on that show 76, I will pick one name at random and send you a free copy of this book. You're going to love the book. It's hardbound. It's got beautiful illustrations in it. I'm going to talk a little bit later in the show from Chapter 8 on Risk Ease about this concept of rolling period returns. And if you have a copy of the book, then you can look at it right there. I'd recommend that you just go ahead and buy a copy at Amazon. You can get one for about $13.50 or something, brand new with the newly updated data. And then if you win a copy, give it to a good friend or relative. It's tool time. One of the problems a lot of folks have is they draw conclusions from small samples of stock market data. Well, one way to get an improvement in the number of observed periods is to create what's called rolling periods with monthly or annual data that overlap from one period to the next. For example, if you're looking at 12-year periods in the stock market, then for the past 50 years, from January 57 till December 2006, if you lay the 12-year periods end to end, you could only get about four of them in there. But here's a little trick that you can do. You can start in January for the first 12-year period, and then for the second 12-year period, you can start in February. Aha! So, going back 50 years now, from January 1957 all the way to December, the end of last year, how many rolling 12-year periods are there? Well, there are 457. And then what we can do is we can look at the performance of each of those 12-year periods and come up with the average annualized performance of each of those 12-year periods. For example, our favorite portfolio, of course, here at the Mad Money Machine is the Index Folio 100, which is the highest risk portfolio put together by the folks at Index Funds Advisors. And if you want, I can walk you through this. If you go out to ifa.com, and along the left-hand side there, you'll see the little button, the circle, red circle with a 100 in it. Go down just a little bit on the left-hand side. You see all the numbers of the portfolios. Click on the Portfolio 100, and that'll bring you to the detail page about Portfolio 100. Now, at the top of this page, along where all the red tabs are, at the top of the page, just above the picture on the left, you see indexes, then taxable accounts, then IRA accounts, then 401k plans. Go all the way over to the right. The second one from the end is called Rolling Periods. Click on that link. And this takes you to the back-tested performance for the Index Portfolio 100 for those 457 rolling 12-year periods. That's the one in the table there that has the red highlighting on it. Now, there are other rolling periods that you can look at. For example, if you wanted to look at just 1 year or 12-month rolling periods, well, there's 589 of those. And, of course, just to understand this, how many 50-year rolling periods are there? There's one, the 50 years between January of 1957 and December 2006. Well, so for the 12 years, the average annualized return for the Portfolio 100 is 14.42%. and with a standard deviation, like we talked about in the last show, of 3.85%. And if you took all of those 457 periods, the lowest one got an annual return of 7.44%. The highest one got 25.08%. And the reason they highlighted this 12-year period is that a person that's investing in the portfolio 100 because of their risk capacity, they should probably hold this portfolio for at least 12 years in order to dampen out the volatility that you'd expect in this portfolio. When you're looking at this page, you can also click on one of the numbered portfolios. For example, click on 60, and it changes to green. Everything's green for portfolio 60. And the highlighted row there is for the 8-year rolling periods. And the green portfolio, the averaged annualized return for the eight-year rolling periods is 11.65%. There are 505 8-year rolling periods. Well, you can look at this stuff and have a lot of fun looking at it. And once you understand what's going on with these stock market returns, it will definitely make you a better investor. I encourage you to check it out. It's all free. For a lot of folks with kids, summertime is all about getting them off to camps. We've already had two basketball camps, a fun camp, soccer camp, football camp, and this week, it's something that we do here at the Boyer household. Once a year, it's cousin camp, where we have the cousins, the boy cousins at least, over to our house for the week and entertain them in a variety of ways. And the big hit so far this week has been playing a card game called Bonanza. B-O-H-N-A-N-Z-A. I don't know if that's exactly how you pronounce it. Bonanza with an H in the middle. Must come from Germany, as most of these great games do. Look that one up on the net and find it somewhere. BoardGameGeek.com is a good place to find all these great games. But that's just a card game that's a trading game, and each card has a different kind of bean on it, and you try to collect up beans and sell your crop to turn them into gold coins. And I thought, you know, last night we played this game and I thought, well, this is just a way to kill an hour, but it turned out to be a big hit with the cousins. And so it's a great game for adults too, so take a look at Bonanza. Spin the wheel and go get ourselves a guru in the world's favorite game, Guru Roulette. Ever place numbers on a roulette wheel with the names of investment gurus. I'll spin the wheel and roll the marble. And for the selected guru, I'll give a little background on investment philosophy. So here we go. The winner this time on Random Machine Show 74 is Pierre-Simon Marquis de Laplace. Pierre-Simon, the Marquis de Laplace, was a French mathematician and astronomer who was born in 1749 and lived until 1827. And he wrote a book called Théorie analytique des probabilités. He said the most important questions of life are, for the most part, really only problems of probability. And in that book, More Than You Know, that I reviewed a long time ago by Malbusson, he talks about Laplace's demon. Says 200 years ago, determinism ruled in science. Inspired by Newton, scientists largely embraced the notion of a clockwork universe. The French mathematician Pierre-Simon Laplace epitomized this thinking with a famous passage from a philosophical essay on probabilities when he said, "An intellect which at any given moment knew all of the forces that animate nature and the mutual positions of the beings that comprise it, if this intellect were vast enough to submit its data to analysis, could condense into a single formula the movement of the greatest bodies of the universe and that of the lightest atom. For such an intellect, nothing would be uncertain, and the future, just like the past, would be present before its eyes. Well, philosophers and scientists now call this so-called intellect Laplace's demon. The notion that we can work out the past, present, and future through detailed calculations was and remains a very alluring concept, precisely because it plays to our cause and effect biases. But complex adaptive systems, such as the stock market, do not accommodate such simple calculations. We can describe many complex systems as being in a state of self-organized criticality. Self-organized means there's no leader. The system arises from the interaction of many underlying individuals. Criticality suggests non-linearity, more specifically the magnitude of a perturbation within the system. The cause is not always appropriate to its effect. Small perturbations can lead to large outcomes and vice versa. And that's where I talked about once upon a time the sand pile metaphor and how you drop one more grain of sand onto the sand pile and the sand pile collapses. Well, I don't know. Wouldn't it be the case, I guess Laplace would think, if I knew the state of every single atom of every single grain of sand and, of course, every atom that's in the air around the grain of sand, and of course every atom that's in the air that's around the air that's around the grain of sand, and had a big enough computer to calculate it all, then I could tell you when the sand pile would collapse. Just imagine trying to model the stock market and making sense of the future prices of stocks. And perhaps Laplace summed it up best when he said, "What we know is not much. What we do not know is immense." Congratulations, Pierre-Simon Marquis de Laplace. You're the guru on Madman Machine Show 74. This is Paul Douglas Boyer saying it takes money to make money, and it takes Dementis Pecunia Apparatus to make a Mad Money Machine. I'll see you next week. Don't forget to write a comment in the show notes. Don't forget to check out the rolling returns at IFA.com. Some music on this program provided by music.podshow.com. Call me at 206-734-4763 and leave a voicemail message about the show, or email me feedback@madmoneymachine.com. Dementis Pecunia Apparatus. Dementis Pecunia. Dementis Pecunia Apparatus. Dementis Pecunia Apparatus. Dementis Pecunia Apparatus.